Summer on the River, written by Marcia Willett and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. Evie crosses the road, opens the postbox fixed to the wall at the top of the steps and takes out her letters. She carries them down with her to the boathouse, lets herself in, throws the letters on the table and goes to open the sliding doors. She likes to come in on sunny mornings to air the house and to enjoy a moment of solitude. Out on the balcony, she pauses to look down river, but the wind is too cold to be able to stand for long, and she comes back inside, glancing at the letters, shuffling them. Two catalogues, a bank statement, and another envelope, handwritten. She picks it up, filled with foreboding. The writing is familiar. This is the second letter that she's had from Jason, and quickly she tears the envelope open and draws out the sheet of paper. His writing is uneven, almost illegible, unlike his first missive, which was almost childlike in its style. She read it many times and remembers it now. Dear Evelyn Drake, I need money to get the car through its MOT. If I don't get it repaired, I shan't be able to bring Mikey home for his exeat. The trains are very difficult and expensive. I know how fond you are of him, and that you would want him to have a good time. Could you send me a cheque for £468? Please help us. Yours sincerely, Jason Dean. She dithered over it, but somehow hadn't had the courage to show it to Claude. Of course, she knew how he would react, and she knew that she might be wise to listen to him as once she had listened to Tommy. But there was an element of authenticity about Jason's request. The sum was so precise. At last, she'd written the cheque and sent it to the flat in Bristol with a little note, just a few words. Here is the money, Jason. I'm glad to help on this occasion, and I hope you both have a good exeat weekend. Evie. Now, she spreads the latest letter flat on the table so as to read the scrawling, looping writing. I've got a lot of problems, Evelyn Drake, and I really need help, like thousands of pounds, not just chicken feed this time. I've got to pay the mortgage, and I'm behind with all the bills. It's payback time. Jason. Evie stares at it in dismay. She guesses that he was drunk when he wrote the letter, but sober enough to address the envelope, find a stamp and post it. She puts it into her pocket, checks that the house is secure, and climbs the steps to the road.